The organization Alliance for a Better Utah filed the complaint with the state bar against Swallow. It alleged that the attorney general violated the office's rules of professional conduct on several levels, including accepting more than $23,000 for consulting work on a Nevada cement plant. Swallow released a letter from the state bar saying that the body won't pursue this particular complaint. Last month, the U.S. Justice Department ended an investigation into Swallow's alleged involvement in a bribery scandal. Swallow says the findings of these two groups should make some people rethink other allegations against him.
You know, now the Department of Justice has declined to prosecute, which is a big deal. And now that the bar has rejected this complaint, which I think is significant as well, I think people are starting to see that maybe they ought to question more carefully those who are out there making these wild allegations and perhaps consider whether or not they have an agenda.
The letter from the state bar was addressed to Marianne Martindale, executive director of Alliance for a Better Utah, but Martindale says she never received it. She's disappointed the state bar would not investigate her group's complaint.
Their response to us, apparently, again, because we haven't seen it, is that, well, because you didn't give us enough information, we're not doing anything. So it's not really to say that he didn't violate the code. It's to say they didn't pursue any type of an investigation of it.
The Utah State Bar is still considering a different complaint against Swallow, filed by former State Consumer Protection Chief Tracy Gunderson. Three other groups are actively investigating the attorney general. They include two county district attorneys, the lieutenant governor's office, and a special committee formed by the Utah House of Representatives. Terry Gilday, KUER News.